Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good evening and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am Savoir Faire, your host for this evening. We are still in the midst of our spring donation drive here at WMFO. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO, please consider donating. Just go to WMFO.org and click on our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. And to show our gratitude for your support, we have a number of gifts such as t-shirts, hats, and many other great items. You can view all the items on the donations drive tab at WMFO.org. Tonight's theme is an homage to April Fool's Day, but I promise there'll be no tricks pulled.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind.
So let's begin tonight with the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1988, this film starring Michael J. Fox was released in theaters. While not one of his better films, its soundtrack was more notable. Name the film. You can catch the answer to the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week at the end of the show. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the SquidPod 80s trivia question on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. It was 5 weeks ago yesterday that Russia invaded Ukraine, and the Ukrainians continue to put up an amazingly strong resistance. So to begin tonight's show, I wanted to send the first song out to the incredibly brave people of Ukraine. Our hearts are with you. This is Sunflower Soup.
Thank you. And now for something completely different.
And there you are, saying that it's easy. picked up Dracula in Memphis. It was just about the break of day, and then hastily prayed for our souls to be saved. But something in the air that made us kind of weary. By the time dark, humble jungle's bugles and the prize
distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tonight's theme has to do with April Fool's Day, but we started out with a tribute to the Ukrainian people, local legends Buffalo Tom and their song Sunflower Suit from their 1989 self-titled debut. Nicolette Larson followed with the first official April Fool's Day track with Fool Me Again from the soundtrack to the movie Arthur, the original 1981 film. Jumping across the pond, we heard from the UK's Loose Ends and Don't Be a Fool from 1990's Look How Long. We listened to John Cale's Ship of Fools from 1974's Fear, and Talk Talk closed out the set with My Foolish Friend from 1983. More to come tonight on the April Fool's Day edition of Songs from the Squid Pod.
smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray. We don't get fooled again.
Love can come, and love can go. she was a friend. I stayed till the end.
Don't be a fool again.
I once believed that love was fair, but I don't anymore. She said I'm a bore.
Wind on the ocean. Yeah.
Savoir Faire, and I've been your host tonight on Songs from the Squid Pod. Hope you enjoyed tonight's celebration of April Fool's Day. I will return next week with another look back at the 80s. Just a reminder, WMFO's spring donation drive is well underway. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO, please consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click on our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free for. As promised, I've got the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, which was, on this day in 1988, this film starring Michael J. Fox was released in theaters. While not one of his better films, its soundtrack was more notable. Name the film. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is Bright Lights, Big City. It starred Michael J. Fox, Kiefer Sutherland, Phoebe Cates, and Diane Wiest. It was directed by James Bridges, who also directed The China Syndrome from 1979 and Urban Cowboy from 1980, among others. It was also Bridges' last movie before he passed away in 1993. In the background, you are listening to New Order's True Faith, which appears on the soundtrack. The last set started off with Pete Townshend and an acoustic version of Won't Get Fooled Again from the Secret Policeman's Ball, the music from 1981. If you're unfamiliar with the Secret Policeman's Ball, it was a series co-founded by Monty Python's John Cleese to benefit Amnesty International. It began in 1976 featuring popular British comedians, but later evolved to include musicians as well. The album was recorded in London over four nights in June of 1979. The Doobie Brothers told us What a Fool Believes. That's off of their 1978 album Minute by Minute. Luther Vandross followed with Don't Want to Be a Fool from Power of Love from 1991. Robin Gibb was in there with Like a Fool from his 1985 release Walls Have Eyes. Neither the song nor the album charted in the UK or US, but it always had that Miami Vice vibe to me. The Steve Miller Band performed a live version of The Joker. That's from one of the King Biscuit Flower Hour Presents series. I'm not necessarily a fan of Steve Miller, but that version of The Joker is spot on. That was recorded at the Beacon Theater in New York City in 1976. And wrapping up the show was the Jesus and Mary Chain with April Skies from 1987's Darklands. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.